88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Oh, Bienvenidos a otra edición de La Bellonera. Esto es una edición especial y un poco más fuerte de lo que están acostumbrados. Welcome to another edition of La Bellonera, and it's a special edition with Adicción Terminal. Terminal Addiction.
¿Cómo está?
Here we have Diego Martin speaking to you with Mr. Ricardo Leblanc here. Live at the Cypress Lake Studios, we're doing a sort of a collaboration between the two shows. So you'll be hearing this on Thursday at 11 or
Monday at 1 a.m.
So doing a late night.
Or your show is gonna air after my show, so
right. So you're gonna get the
double dose. First.
Yep. So Richard,
let me say what we just heard. Los Crudos, they were a pretty popular 90s hardcore band led by this guy Martin, who is also in another band, Limp Wrist, from Chicago. And Los Crudos was pretty political, and Martin also came out of the closet while he was in the band, and kind of got a lot of hostility from a lot of people. But they played a lot of really awesome shows, and did a lot of really awesome things. So the song was Hardcore Egoismo, talking about probably hardcore bros, guys that are tough guys in hardcore. And before that, we did a New York band, Current, La Misma, with their track Saudade. That was off a compilation, Ground Zero comp from Toxic State Records out of New York.
And before that, to start the show, we did a band from the motherland for me, Los Vigilantes from Puerto Rico, with a song titled Letal. It's a current band, and I don't really have that much to compete with you today, but I have some rock and roll, some 60s rock and roll, some Peruvian early rock, maybe the antecedents to punk rock or surf rock in Latin America, but I know you're going to hit me with some pretty heavy stuff, and I brought my tough ears.
Yeah, I got some mostly stuff from Spain and some stuff from the States. There's a lot of really good things coming out of Spain right now. There's a resurgence of interest in America and in I think around the world, and punk that came out of Spain and France in the 80s. So I brought some 80s Spanish punk with me, as well as some American bands.
Great. I'm going to be playing next. I have some stuff from Peru, and the next two bands that I'm going to play are from Peru. The first one is called Los Yorks, and the song title is El Psicodélico. You are listening to the collaboration edition between Terminal Addiction and
Adicción Terminal.
La Bellonera. Translate that.
I can't translate it.
All right, here we go. Los Yorks, El Psicodélico.
Así soy yo. ¿Por qué me he visto bailar así? Y toda la gente baila conmigo. ¡Psicodélico! ¡Yapi! ¡Oh! ¡Oh, pues! Yo me gusta bailar contigo. Por eso para mí la bailo yo. ¡Psicodélico!
Ana, no huyas de mí, porque Ana, corres de mi amor.
tenemos intereses, nacimos hijos de burgueses. En el colector, como quería el rector, nos dijeron cómo se hace el amor. Por pensar siempre en la escuela, salí campeón de la Manuela. No me muero de hambre, pero me aburro de nada. Era que nací en una clase equivocada. Casado y mediocre, no seré modelo tarado de la TV. Si me niego de mi sociedad, me estoy condenando a la soledad. Abrazo al de abajo y le lloro al de arriba. Todos nuestros sueños fueron siempre mentiras. Nos quejamos que mediocre el televisor, pero siempre hacemos viajes al exterior. Tengo mujer y hijos, qué terrible fastidio. Mi única salida es el suicidio. Casado y mediocre no seré, modelo tarado de la TV. Si me niego de mi sociedad, me estoy condenando a la soledad. Mi papá festejó el mundial y con el dólar no le fue tan mal. Si fuimos a Disney World, fue gracias a Martínez de Oz.
De maio em Santo Amaro, na praça do mercado, os pretos celebravam. Talvez hoje ainda o façam. O fim da escravidão, da escravidão. O fim da escravidão. O fim da escravidão, da escravidão. Dia 13 de maio em Santo Amaro, na praça do mercado, os pretos celebravam. Talvez hoje ainda o façam. O fim da escravidão, da escravidão. O fim da escravidão. o fim da escravidão Tanta pindoba, lembro do aluá, lembro da maniçoba, foguete nua Tanta pindoba, lembro do aluá, lembro da maniçoba, foguete nua Tanta pindoba, lembro do aluá, lembro da maniçoba, foguete nua. Tanta pindoba, lembro do aluá, lembro da maniçoba, foguete nua. Pra saudar Isabel, oh Isabel, pra saudar Isabel. Pra saudar Isabel, oh Isabel. Dia 13 de maio em Santo Amaro, na Praça do Mercado, os pretos celebravam, talvez hoje ainda o façam, o fim da escravidão, o fim da escravidão, o fim da escravidão. Tanta pindoba, lembro do aluá, lembro da maniçoba, foguete nua. Tanta pindoba, lembro do aluá, lembro da maniçoba, foguete nua. Pra saudar Isabel, oh Isabel, pra saudar Isabel. Pra saudar Isabel, oh Isabel. Pindoba, lembro do aluá, lembro da maniçoba, foguete nua. Tanta pindoba, lembro do aluá, lembro da maniçoba, foguete nua.
And you are listening to La Bellonera and Adicción Terminal special edition of Rock and Roll Hardcore. What else are we playing?
Death rock.
Death rock, punk rock, psychedelic, and I'm playing my softer edition. But when we come together, it brings mine up and it brings his down, so it meets somewhere in the middle. But you just heard Caetano Veloso with 13 de Mayo, May 13th, from his album Noites do Norte, Nights of the North. And I like this song because it's an ode to the Princess Isabel. This is a true story, based on a true story. It's a song about the date of the abolition of slavery in Brazil, which was 13 May, 1855. 1855. And it happened because the princess of Brazil had claimed to the power, to the throne, because her father was out of town doing something. He was out of the country, so she was the one who was in charge. And while she was in her residency, she decided to free all the slaves. And this song is from the free man's point of view, sort of thanking her and praising her, and I think it's a cool song, and it makes me think of the band Dirty Projectors or Givers or something, because of the Afropop sort of feel. And before that, I played Tex-Mex Chicano, like rock and roll, from Sunny and the Sunliners. The song is called Sufriendo y Penando, Suffering and Pitying. And that's sort of early 60s Tex-Mex rock and roll. Before that, we heard some interesting some material from the Terminal Addiction side.
We did, I believe they're from Argentina, Parálisis Infantil, We heard a track off their demo, their 1987 demo, Hijos de Burgueses. And before Paralysis Infantil, we did another band with Paralysis in their title, Paralysis Permanente, with their title track off their 7-inch EP, Quiero Ser Santa. So a little bit of goth and femininity thrown in there.
What I was telling you earlier that I was asking you if the lead singer was a man or a woman or what. I'm not going to get gender. Into that gender studies here, but because the lyrics, the voice sounded like it was a masculine person singing, but the lyrics were, I want to be a saint, a feminine saint. I want to be a feminine blessed, sort of in the Catholic Church. They have, if you've done something extraordinary, then you are... You sort of like winning a Grammy. You get considered, and then you get nominated, and then you become a blessed, and then after that you become a saint. So, the chorus said, "I want to be a blessed. I want to be a saint."
Mm-hmm.
But from the feminine point of view, so I don't really understand why. But I like this song anyway.
Yeah, they were from. I know they're from Spain. They're an '80s band, and a lot of people that are into the death rock sound tend to listen to them. So, I believe a lot of their stuff was re-released recently.
Is that the band that we were talking about being more melodic, or is that one before that?
Yeah, they're both melodic. A lot of death rock has a lot of melody in it, and Paralysis Infantil was more, I guess, a more street... I mean, they're talking about Sons of Rich People, mm-hmm. so a more street punk type of thing, but a lot of melody in the punk. And I guess that's important for, I guess, people that aren't familiar with the genre. In the 80s, a lot of things happening in America was, like, at least in the early 80s, was very much like hardcore punk thrash type of sound. And in the mid to late 80s, it got more Youth Crew, kind of a more metallic hardcore sound. And in the early 80s in Britain, like, bands like Discharge were really popular with this, like, kind of super fast, very heavy sound. And a lot of bands coming out of Scandinavia, like from Finland, were also really popular with very fast, dirty sounds. So I don't think things like Paralysis Infantil kind of were really well respected in their day.
So Paralysis Infantil was from the era?
Yeah, late 80s. And definitely in America, people were not listening to a lot of stuff like that. Youth Crew was very popular as far as hardcore punk goes.
Right. And now that the bright colors and the melodies are back.
Yeah,
and,
pretty
and
much.
They're cool. And now they're cool again.
And I think a lot more people now that listen to punk are more open to bands that don't sing in English.
Uh-huh.
So I think, and there's just a lot of people, like there's a label, Todo Destruido, in Austin, Texas, where he releases a lot of stuff. So a lot of old Spanish stuff, as well as he puts out current, Latino hardcore bands.
Awesome. Is that what you...
So what I have queued up is a band from Spain called Belgrado. They are members of that are also in a current band called Sect. Both bands have a very strong death rock sound. And after we play Sect, I want to play Desconocidos. They were a band off of Todo Destruido, but there are no more. But they share members with a current band called Basca, who's hardcore punk. And so that's what we'll hear from me.
So what's the name of this song?
This song is Vicious Circle.
All right, Vicious Circle. And you're listening to Adicción Terminal and La Bayonera here on KRBS. Although our fundraiser is over, if you haven't done it yet, go online and click donate and do it.
Bye. ta 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 ya 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 ya. Echemos abajo la estación de tren. 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 Demoler, 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 demoler. Echemos abajo la estación de tren. Demoler, demoler la estación de tren. Demoler, demoler la estación de tren. Ta 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 ya ya ya. No gusta volar estaciones de tren. Demoler, 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 demoler. No gusta volar estaciones de tren. Ta 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 ya 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 ya. Echemos abajo la estación de tren. 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 Demoler, 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 demoler. Echemos abajo la estación de tren. Demoler, demoler la estación de tren. Demoler, demoler la estación de tren. Ta 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 ya ya ya. No gusta volar estaciones de tren. Demoler, 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 demoler. No gusta volar estaciones de tren.
listening to La Bayonera and Adicción Terminal, Terminal Addiction, here on KRBS 88.7. Está escuchando una edición especial en español de punk rock y rock hardcore psicodélico. Yo estoy tocando un poco de la música que toco en La Bayonera. Y estamos aquí con Ricardo Leblanc.
¿Cómo está?
Bien, estamos bien. Acabo de escuchar Casima 2 con Simbióticos, grupo de Brasil. Antes de eso escuchaste el grupo de Perú de los 60, Los Psychos con Demolición. ¿Y qué acabamos de escuchar, Richard?
Después de Los Psychos, la banda Vasca con la canción Los Inocentes, off the album Ruido Hasta la Muerte. Después de Vasca, la banda Desconocidos con la canción Decisiones. Después de Desconocidos, Belgrado de España con la canción Vicious Circle.
Cool.
I was flossing my Spanish there.
You did a good job. Hiciste un buen trabajo. So we're learning. One thing that I'm doing in my show is that I'm trying to do a Spanish lesson in every show.
Dude, I need to practice my Spanish. Necesito practicar hablar.
So, you were talking about para and por, and you didn't know what the difference was.
Yeah, I thought I was going to say gracias para la invitación, but gracias por la invitación.
Okay, so is it okay if I take 10 seconds?
Sure, go for it.
So, para and por translate to for in English, but they're used in a different tense. They're used for a different purpose. So, para is like, I wrote a letter for you. I wrote a song for you. Escribí una canción para ti. Escribí una canción para ti is I wrote a song for you. That's different than this song is written by me. Esta canción está escrita por mí. Okay, so por is like who did this or who created something or who is it by? Oh, por. But is it who is this for? Like who are you sending this for? Who are you writing this for? Who are you cooking this for? Oh, this is para. Esta canción es para Ricardo.
Gracias.
So now, if you're going to say thank you for the invitation, how would you
gracias
say?
Gracias por la invitación, Diego.
Muy bien. And that concludes your Spanish a la Bayonera style.
Definitely remember to check out krvs.org. You can get the podcast and all sorts of things there, as well as the podcast for Terminal Addiction. And you can go to my blog, terminaladdictionkrvs.org, where I have links to old shows and things like that. And please support the station.
Indeed. We got podcasts on KRBS.org and also a Facebook page for La Bayonera. So you just go to facebook.com/La Bayonera, VELLONERA. I post a playlist there and videos every day of Latin songs that I'm listening to, or give you previews of the shows that are coming up, et cetera, et cetera. So what we got next?
I need to queue up. I want to play two current bands from Spain. One band called Lors, who recently did a U.S. tour, and a new band, Una Bestia Incontrolable. They just released an LP, and I'd like to play a track off of both of those.
Okay, while you do that, I'm going to play a song called Estroncio 90, which is Estroncio is the strontium, the chemical, and it's by Los Locos del Ritmo. So here we go.
Thank you.
That was the band Una Bestia Incontrolable with their track No Hia Esperanza. Antes de Una Bestia, La Urs con la canción Control. La Urs y Una Bestia Incontrolable es de España. Both bands are current.
Okay. And antes de eso, before that, you heard Los Locos del Ritmo with Estroncio 90, Estronium 90. I'm sure it's a psychedelic isotope of the chemical.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to that...
That was the break. That was the break. We're out of time.
Oh, so we got a couple seconds left. And we thank you for listening to this special edition.
Adicción Terminal.
La Avellonera. Mondays at 1 a.m., Thursdays at 11. Correspondent.
So I believe now all we have time for is the Argentina band Rip off their album No Te Mueves. And the track is Condenado. Later.